On the sidelines of the Governor's Forum at the Freedom Hall in Juba, Sarah Clayton Riel, the governor of Western Bahr El Ghazali State, said governors are key to protecting freedom of expression and association ahead of elections.
We as the governors have a role to play in order to take this country forward. Elections are going to come, and we should prepare the political environment for all the parties so that we have free and fair election. Any party that has been registered has the right and should be given rights to contest in elections. And if everyone works for free and fair elections, there will be a democracy. Let us not underlook other parties. Some will say, I am from this big party. I am from a very strong political party. We have to put these things aside.
South Sudan was expected to hold its first elections since independence next year, but parties to the 2018 revitalized peace agreement extended the transitional period by 2 years. Speaking to the media Tuesday, Governor Clayton said all parties to the revitalized peace agreement should respect dissenting voices.
But respect
all the other political parties, respect their views, give them space. For me, in the state, every party has the political space that is encouraging democracy. There are different views, and if there is no opposition, then the government cannot move well. Even those days when the party was still one, there was opposition. For us in the government, there are many opposition parties, and people are working together along with other leaders. Our leader, Salva Kiir.
Clayton is a member of the Sudan People's Liberation Movement in Opposition, or SPLM-IO, faction led by First Vice President Riek Machar. The party on several occasions has complained about what it says is a lack of political space and alleged some members have been harassed or arbitrarily arrested. Earlier this month, police in a Awil town of northern Bahr El Ghazali state detained the state's anti-corruption boss, Anayrok Akwey, who is a member of SPLM-IO, over unclear circumstances. Last month, military personnel in Upper Nile State reportedly arrested 6 people, including some officials, following protests by young people in Malakal town. Pok Both Balwang, the information director for the SPLM-IO, says freedom of expression and association are not only essential for elections, but are human rights under the South Sudan Constitution.
Political and civic space is not only for the parties of government to have the right of assembly or the right of expression and so on and so forth, but also to grant the civil population those rights, because they are, according to the constitution, they must have all this right. And we have seen many examples that the freedom of expression is not there. Media personnel has been targeted, opposition members have been also targeted, and many examples of torture or killing and so on and so forth.
Balwang says despite the challenges, the SPLM-IO will continue to advocate for the rights and freedoms granted by the constitution, saying such rights are critical in a free and democratic country.
As a reform, as a reformative institution or party, as an SPLM-IO, we have been calling for this, and we will continue to call for all this, for the rights of the people of South Sudan to be granted, as it is stated in the our constitution, and also it is in the government. To us, it is not only that should be linked to the elections, but there are rights granted to them by many agreement signed of the human rights, and also it is basically important also for the elections, because you cannot disseminate your message as a party
without having those rights.
The United States Embassy in Juba said in May that it is very concerned about press freedom and limited civic space in South Sudan. The embassy said South Sudan has a lot of work to do to establish and solidify the institutions that are critical to a well-functioning democratic state. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Juba.